Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, who is with the organization PrayInJesusName.org, and we're going to talk about a recent story involving a chaplain in the Army. So, Chaplain Klingenschmidt, it's good to have you on the program again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you, and God bless the work that you do, continuing the legacy of my dear friend, Dr. D. James Kennedy.
Oh, well, thank you, and we'll pass that on to the team at D. James Kennedy Ministries, including Dr. Frank Wright, our president, and so forth. So tell us about this. Todd Starnes wrote recently that the Army cleared a Baptist chaplain who was accused of discriminating against a lesbian couple, and this happened in the Army. Tell us about this.
Yes. Well, this is the breaking news victory. Just was reported yesterday. National news, honestly, and we have been watching for 7 months now as the Army was investigating a chaplain on a charge of discrimination. Army chaplain Scott Squires happens to be a Southern Baptist chaplain. Well, he is prohibited by his denomination from conducting gay marriage ceremonies, but not just that, from participating in marriage counseling for homosexuals or even facilitating a marriage retreat that would encourage homosexuals to remain in their sodomy. So he could not do that, or he would be fired by his own Southern Baptist denomination. So when a lesbian couple came into the Army chaplain's office and demanded that he participate in facilitating their marriage retreat, he said no. And he told the couple, I'll be happy to reschedule you with a different chaplain whose denomination does not prohibit their counseling you. And that's what he did. He rescheduled the retreat. He found another chaplain who was willing to counsel them, and he thought that was the end of it. But no, the lesbian couple was angry, and they filed a discrimination charge against the Baptist chaplain to force him to bless or endorse their gay wedding.
Hmm. Do you think he was set up? Or do you think it's more like an accident of circumstances and they were just so angry that he refused to do this?
No, this was entirely a setup. And in fact, the lesbian couple apparently had no interest in the marriage retreat at all, because even after they were rescheduled with a different chaplain who was willing to give them what they wanted, they didn't show up. They refused to attend the retreat. I think they were only interested in forcing the Christian to participate and getting the Christian chaplain in trouble. And in fact, he was. Chaplain Squires, for 7 months, was put on notice and was put under a formal investigation by the United States Army of discrimination charges. In other words, he was accused of dereliction of duty. And that's what the lead investigator found in the initial investigation. The lead investigator ignored federal law and instead enforced these little regulations that have to do with discrimination against homosexual couples. And so the bad news is the lead investigator recommended that the chaplain be court-martialed for dereliction of duty. Why? Because the chaplain opted out of counseling the gay couple. So when this news broke that the lead investigator was now against the chaplain, of course, it hit the newspapers, and the Army did something very unusual. They asked the lead investigator to go back and do a second investigation with all the same facts. And in the second investigation, the investigator found that the chaplain did not coordinate with his chain of command, and therefore he was suspected to be guilty of dereliction of duty. Well, that's patently false, because the chaplain's supervisor, another lieutenant colonel chaplain, testified in writing under oath and issued a sworn statement that he was immediately consulted and he agreed with and helped the junior chaplain coordinate the rescheduling of the marriage retreat. So based on some false facts, the second investigation also came back against Chaplain Scott Squires, and not just the chaplain, but the chaplain's assistant, Staff Sergeant Griffin, who is an Army staff officer assigned to help the chaplain do their religious duties, was also put on investigation and also was being accused of dereliction of duty simply for reorganizing the calendar to accommodate the gay couple without Chaplain Squire's participation. So they were both under fire until yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. You know, you think about it. It wasn't too long ago that they had the policy, don't ask, don't tell. Now it's more like, let's hound out the Christians out of the military. But the president, President Trump, wouldn't necessarily agree with this kind of anti-Christian bias. Or where does he stand? I know President Obama didn't seem to be friendly toward the Christian side on these things.
Well, I know for a fact, although President Trump did not weigh in this investigation regarding Chaplain Scott Squires, President Trump is on our side on the issue in general. And the way I can tell was President Trump and his administration under, you know, Mad Dog Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, former Marine four-star general, they reversed a bad Obama administration policy to allow transgenders in the military. Now, there are still some transgenders serving in the military, but they're no longer being recruited, and new transgenders cannot have the accommodations of co-ed bathrooms or, you know, men going into the women's showers in army barracks or stuff like that. The Trump administration has stopped that. It was happening under the Obama administration, and now, thankfully, they're fighting that in court. So I think if President Trump had been notified about this recent development, he would have ordered, but thankfully he did not have to order. The two-star general at Fort Bragg, Major General Sontag, just yesterday called Chaplain Scott Squires into his office and said, you have been exonerated. And also called Staff Sergeant Griffin into his office and said, you have been exonerated. And the reason they did that was, well, there could be two reasons. Number one, all of the public pressure that was now being put on, especially by our friends with American Family Association, Tim Wildman and their staff, reportedly delivered 43,000 petitions.
Wow.
And maybe over 10,000 phone calls to the Public Affairs Office demanding justice for the chaplain. And so the Major General caved in to public pressure. But also, I think he properly followed federal law, because back in 2013, our ministry, Pray in Jesus' Name, delivered petitions to Congress, and Congress listened to us and enacted the National Defense Authorization Act, Section 533, which protects chaplains and their religious freedom from having to do gay weddings. And then in 2014, Congress acted again to pass NDAA Section 532, which protects non-chaplains, like the Staff Sergeant Griffin, who was in trouble. And now every member of the military has the right to follow their religion when it comes to issues of homosexual pressure. So because federal law heavily protects the chaplain and the staff sergeant in this case, they would have legally won in court eventually had it ever gone to court. And thankfully, there was no court-martial. Thankfully, the charges were dropped. And now the chaplain and the chaplain's assistant have their religious freedom intact. And that is thanks to all of the people who signed those petitions at PrayInJesusName.org.
Well, and we should also, of course, thank First Liberty Institute and their involvement. Mike Berry was the attorney on that. We've talked with him many times. He said, quote unquote, we are grateful that the Army has rejected and abandoned these baseless charges. And Mike Berry also said, the United States military is no place for anti-religious hostility against its own military chaplains. It is a tragedy, isn't it, that the military, which, you know, you think about how important chaplains are and what an important role that they play in the Army, and yet, you know, lately there's been a lot of anti-Christian discrimination that's been going on against several of the members.
There has been, and thankfully we are winning victory after victory. I just interviewed Michael Berry literally 30 minutes ago for my TV show, CIJN News, and First Liberty and Kelly Shackelford and their law firm out of Texas are
fantastic.
Doing great work
yes.
defending our chaplains and their troops.
Yes, they really are. All right, what else needs to be said about this that hasn't been said? It seems as if the real conflict in so many of these things is the gay issue, and it's like, well, can't we all get along? I mean, without compromising. The most amazing thing to me about all this is that it sounds like the chaplain worked behind the scenes, that is, Scott Squires, worked behind the scenes to help the couple get what they really claimed that they wanted, which was this retreat for their so-called marriage. And even though he did all that, they didn't even go. So it just makes you wonder, what is this all about?
It's about they're imposing their will politically against the Christians. And thankfully, we're fighting back. And I invite people to sign our petitions. When you go to prayinjesusname.org, we will fax your petitions to Congress, and then your congressman will hear. Or you can create your own petition if you visit faxcongress.com. That's F-A-X, like a fax machine, faxcongress.com. Any citizen can write any petition. We'll put it on your congressman's desk instantly for free.
Wow. All right, Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, any closing thoughts on this important victory?
Well, Jerry, I'm so proud of the work that you're doing. I remember over 10 years ago how you stood for me when I was a Navy chaplain and I was punished for praying in Jesus' name. Ultimately, I was later vindicated by Congress, but you have been such a stalwart defender of freedom since the day that I met you, probably over 10 years ago, and Dr. D. James Kennedy, of course.
Well, yeah, it's the ministry I work for, and so anyway, it was a privilege to talk with you, and glad to help, and praise the Lord for these important victories. I mean, after all, the United States was founded by Christians for religious freedom, which we then extended to everybody else, only nowadays we find ourselves on the short end of the stick. Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, PrayInJesusName.org for more information. Thank you, Chaplain. God bless you and all the best.
Okay, you too. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Bye-bye. Amen. Bye-bye.